Pod Tiger Update, episode 81 for the week of September 18th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
And before I say my name, I want to say that when you gotta go to the bathroom in emergency situations, do not wear button fly jeans. Anyway, I'm JVB.
I'm Quality Jeverage.
Quality's going through a severe state of puberty right now, and
and a very severe state.
I ask you all to just bear with me, and I'll do my best. Do the show. Despite
you
the
sound
problem.
Like a cross between Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson.
Okay. I think I'll go back to my normal voice then.
That's awesome, dude.
You were not alone.
Takes kids to his house and bites their ears off. Anyway, we're off topic. We haven't even started yet. Awesome. Well, this is the Customs and Calling show. We're going to be talking about the top few custom games that people sent in. We have a ton more in the show notes if you guys want to check out more custom games to be inspired by, stuff to play. And also, we have an interview with the Season Champs later on as well. And we're going to be getting to our voicemails from the month, stuff people sent in to our voicemail line, and that we're going to be playing back for. We're going to be playing the best of the best with our person that's now handling voicemails, which is going to be Captain Crunk, who also does our website at podtacular.com. So looking forward to that. And we're going to get to...
Happy birthday, Crunk.
Yeah, his birthday recently.
I think we should promote him to, like, Admiral Crunk. That's more fitting.
Dude, if this Captain was the Navy, Crunk. Though, Captain's, like, the top of the line in the Navy. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
He's already tops. Crunk? President Crunk. Grandmaster Crunk.
Grandmaster Funk. I mean, Crunk.
Crunk, yeah. So we're also, yeah, we're going to be hitting that. We're also going to be covering some Tales from the Foxhole, which is stories from in-game Halo stuff. And we got some cool ones there, too. So, yeah, we got a full show as usual. Customs and Call-ins is always busy, so let's get going.
Let's do it.
You can't beat them.
I wonder if those aliens had insurance. And if they did, what kind of insurance would they have?
Let's start off with the top few custom games people sent in.
Are you made of leprechauns? Because that was awesome.
Quality, why don't you start us off?
Okay, let's see.
No! Get me in here!
Enter the chopper!
Okay, alright. Do this. We got Scarab Gunner says, I have a cool new custom for you, Podtacular. Thank you very much. It's called Snakes on a Plane, which is spelled P-L-A-I-N. So there's a little pun there. You can laugh if you want. It's Team Slayer. Everyone has one life, and there are three rounds. No shields. This game is best played on a small map. There's a brown team, which is Samuel L. Jackson, apparently, and a green team, which is the Snakes.
Now why gotta be brown for? Anyway.
What's that? That's
let's
like...
not get into that. That'd be a hole.
Why is Samuel Jackson gotta be brown, man? What's up with that? Anyway, go ahead.
What's up with that?
Okay, it really helps if there are more snakes than humans. Brown team can only use pistol, and green team can only use swords and shotguns. And when there's only 3 seconds left on the clock, everybody screams out, I am tired of these mother...
F-ing.
Can I say that on the air? Okay, F-ing on this F-ing snakes. On this mother F-ing plane.
It sounds to me like it's just another variant of zombies.
Wait, yeah, but this time you get to yell that.
Yeah.
So it's obvious.
Dude,
it's
that's like the best part of the whole game. Yes, but I'm tired of this mother effing snakes and this mother effing plane.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see that interview he did with Jon Stewart?
Yes, I saw that on TV.
Gosh, dude,
nah.
That was great. It's on YouTube.
Awesome?
You can look it up. If you look up Samuel Jackson or Snakes on a Plane, you can find it. Oh my gosh, dude, it's so funny because he's like, he's like, it's mother effing Snakes on a Plane, man. Of course, it's a good movie, you know. It's so funny, man. They show one clip on the movie, like you know how they do that, like they say. And he's starring in the smash hit movie Snakes on a Plane. Let's take a look at part of it, you know. And then they go to it, and he's like, I'm tired of these mother effing snakes in this mother effing plane. And then they go back and they're like, all right, let's bring out Samuel Jackson.
I know, right? I mean, it's like they do nothing to help the movie because they just show him saying a line.
I know.
And it's like, okay, where are the snakes?
It's because everybody already knows.
Dude, it's so funny because he's like, he's talking to him. He's like, so what made you decide to star in this movie? And he's like, well, you know, my agent called me, right? And he's like, I got this movie, you know, Snakes in a Plane. He's like, Snakes in a Plane? He's like, I'll do it. He's like, what? You haven't even seen the script. He's like, I'll do it. I don't care, man.
Actually, funny. I heard that the name was, it was a different name.
It was like Flight 297 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He came up with this. Just call it Snakes on a Plane.
When they first had it, it was Snakes on a Plane, and then that was before they got Sam Jackson on there, and then they changed it to that Flight something, and then Sam Jackson told them to keep it.
Yeah.
On a Plane.
Yeah.
And you don't argue with Sam Jackson.
Well, hey, he's Samuel Jackson, man.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so enough of Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, really? Dude, we get off topic real quick here. Anyway, that sounds fun to mess around with, but we do have another one that sounds fun to actually, like, play, like, kind of competitively.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Right, now
I'm here fighting with my microphone. Okay, there we go.
I fought it yesterday.
Did you win?
I almost won.
Which
my
is
elbow,
the...
Wow.
Broke your elbow.
You're like, yeah, you know, I got in this fight with this guy, and, like, you know, you should have seen the other guy. It was pretty bad. Anyway, on to one from Lord of the Doubt, who says, he has this one called Betrayer. He says, this one has two factors which improves its playability, integration of the teams and size of the teams. He says he's played this game tapes, split screen, it still works there as well. And it's Team Slayer, any map, though I find Relic works best. But any map with a good deal of cover from all directions is good. 20 to 50 kills is best. Okay, set starting weapons to something fairly ineffective like an SMG, right? Default weapons and vehicles, friendly fire on, and set team kills to -1 point for team kills. The twist is that each team receives a player who is aligned with the other team as a member of their team, such that both teams have a betrayer in their midst. The duty of the betrayer is to team kill as many as possible because they want the other team to win. Meanwhile, both teams must strike a balance between losing too many points from killing their betrayer and killing him to stop them from getting power weapons, all the while fighting the other team. A strategy sometimes employed is the betrayer is willingly getting himself killed, but it is a strategy which is often hard to employ if the team he has organized, if the team he's on is organized on certain maps, and a skilled betrayer should hope to be able to team kill faster than he can suicide. Both teams will have to make enough kills to go to the winning score, while the betrayers and their teams will be trying to lower the scores. I imagine it would work very well with the clan matches, as each team would have to decide whether to send their best or worst player to the other team as a betrayer. However, since the betrayer is losing some more points for better performance, it wouldn't work well in matchmaking, in which the scores go toward rank, obviously, because you have to enforce who's the betrayer and make him betray. But that sounds pretty cool, actually, because you have a balance going on. You have a guy in your team who's the betrayer. You have to try to remember who it is, and keep an eye out for both that guy who's kind of a, you know, he seems like everyone else in your team, and try to kill the other team at the same time, and keep him from getting the power weapons, and keep him from killing himself, as faster than you can. I don't know. I guess than you can kill him. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Would you have to, like, prevent him from killing himself and saying, like, he can only kill your team? That seems like...
Yeah, I think that's...
Because if he's just killing himself, then he's just...
Yeah, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah. You kill him, and you kill him faster than he kills himself. He's like, thanks for the help. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool, man.
That sounds pretty fun.
Thank you there, Lord of Doubt.
Gracias, señor.
Everybody comes back. Well, let's get to our interview right here.
You can't beat them.
Man, I love you this much.
It's time for a Podtacular interview.
Score one for the good guys.
Our interview with the season champs, we have one with Team Us. And I need to give kind of a preface to this interview here, because this is about a short 5-minute interview, so it's not too long, chill out, with the champions of this past season. And I'll warn you ahead of time, this interview is so bad, it's funny.
Hilarious.
It was the perfect storm of problems, okay? First of all, you have major Skype lag for some reason. Which means that you'll find out what that means real soon. I didn't email them the questions beforehand, so they didn't have any time to formulate answers. So they're kind of like, you know. And I think they were kind of nervous, but listen to it anyway because it's kind of funny. And I'll tell you though, these guys kick ass at Halo, definitely.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is why they won
guys.
The Podtacular 06 summer season. So the
and which is the only reason Podtacular is on, or sorry, Painkiller is on my team. No. I wouldn't have him otherwise, but he won, so. Welcome to the team, Painkiller.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's start that off. Here we go. Well, here we are with the winners of the summer 2006 Podtacular season. What's up, guys?
Not much.
Hey, so why don't you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves? Dark Tom, you want to start off?
I'm Dr. Tom. I joined Podtacular way back. Team Us, we started back in the April tourney, and all the guys that were on Team Us were going to do the season, but they kind of left me. So I got Painkiller and G. Lewis and Queso Man, and we went in the season together.
Awesome. And Queso Man.
Yep. Well, I joined the end of May after I was kicked from another place, and I joined Tom because he said he needed another man.
Okay.
And that's all.
Okay. Well, Painkiller, how about you, man?
Alright, I'm Painkiller. Everyone pretty much already knows who I am. I joined Team Us after my previous team got disqualified, and they just took me in and we won.
Awesome, dude. Okay, well, let's see. Can you guys explain a little bit about the Podtacular season, how it happened the first time and everything, and kind of how it worked?
Well, first of all, we went in against, like, the hardest team possible, the Tripod Pros. And, of course, we lost the first match. And then after that, we pretty much picked up the pace until we ended up getting to the playoffs and then ended up winning the entire thing.
Okay, that's when I, Painkiller had to go to bed early, so I had to play. A lot of luck.
Well, cool, man.
Yeah.
You guys,
I can't stay up late on school nights.
Glad you guys were able to pull off the win. This is awesome. Let's see. So, tell me about some of the highlights and memorable moments you guys had during this past season.
Definitely beating beating Tripod.
Yeah.
Semifinals were probably the hardest matches.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the finals.
Were they like going back and forth the whole time, or what?
Yeah, against Tripod, it was. And whoever had hosts won pretty much, but we didn't have hosts the last. Yeah, that last match we didn't have hosts, but it was all about whoever had noob combo pretty much. We pulled off the win and ended up winning 3-2, and that was definitely one of the best moments of Podtech in the season.
And the final match, yeah, they didn't talk any trash. Final match at all. The finals, Dialpex kind of slipped in a few words about the noob combo.
Okay, well, let's see.
It's scaring me.
Anyway, one other question. Would you guys suggest people participate in the next season, and why?
Yeah, I would suggest people do it because it's a great thing to get involved in, and it's really fun, and it's not really about winning or losing.
It
builds teamwork, and it builds your skills, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really well organized, by the way, thanks to Dialpex.
Yeah,
he's a really organized person.
Good deal. Okay, well, any shout-outs before we head out here?
Well, shout-outs to Team Noob, who got second place. They were a really hard team, and congratulations for second place.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout-out to G. Lewis for not being here.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of G. Lewis, he actually sent something in. He said, well, he wanted to mention that he's really glad how the team worked together. It was he and Dr. Tom's plans that won in the end. And just that they played well as a team because they respected each other and encouraged each other. Never said anything to put each other down, so they had a never had to get mad at each other, which made them play better. And when you get three good players who play well, and it's better than three players who do not, of course. The reason why we won was that, and we're on the same team next year. So next year, watch out for the team called Your Team. Said they overpowered us everywhere and never had a chance. Next year, that team's going to be the one everyone's gunning for. So a big shout-out to Painkiller, his job throughout the season, even though he won the first Podtacular tourney ever. There's been a lot more competition coming into the community, and it's cool to see a former Dropsharker and three of Podtacular's originals winning the season. Seems fitting. And three of the people who made Podtacular big and one of our past enemies coming together to take it all. Sounds like a movie. Okay.
Which the script, yeah. We'll be writing.
Well, great. Thanks for being on the show, guys. And congratulations once again on winning that Podtacular season. And look forward to seeing you guys in the next season.
All right.
All right. Later, all right. Guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you thought it was as funny as I did, man. everything went wrong on that one, but it's cool. It's cool.
When we spoke about that last night, that was funny.
But congratulations, though, you guys, for winning. And be sure to check out the Podtacular forums if you guys are interested in joining the 2006 fall season tournament coming up. It's going to be about twice as big, and so it's going to be an amazing tournament. I mean, we got some teams we're inviting from different clans outside of Podtacular as well, like selective teams. So it's going to be great, man. It's going to be some major competition. It's going to be a lot of fun, even if you're not real competitive. So
sounds like a whole lot of awesomeness.
Yeah, and I'm going to be playing on my dial-up connection, so you better beware.
Just hit the standby button on your phone, man.
Well, I won't have a standby button. I'll just hit the mute button.
There you go.
Speed dial.
Just, you know, maybe fire a shot and it'll light you out.
No, I'll hit the speed dial and I'll just...
There you go.
More than one bullet on the screen, what do I do?
Yeah, really? Dude, I can only imagine how bad it would be on dial-up. You're, like, driving and you go forward, like, 30 feet and then you zip back to, like, 40 feet back from where you were. And you're like, I'm not even moving forward. I'm moving backwards here. What's going on?
You see on the screen, redialing.
Master Chief has a phone in his hand.
Nah.
He's like, I can't get any connection on this freaking... Oh.
Yeah, AOL, I hate AOL.
Man, you think we're in the future where you had to skip AOL by now, don't you? So, while we're getting on to different segments here, let's also get to our voicemails. You
can't beat the beat. We got company, guys!
Let's play back some listener voicemails.
Man, my gun is real hot. Kinda nice.
With Captain Crunk, this is his first time covering voicemail. He's gonna be commenting about stuff, so let's get into that.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Crunk. And it's time to check out some voicemails. First, let's get started with some tales from the foxhole. Take it away.
Hey, this is Alex Vital. I was playing a multi-team, my friend was playing Rumble Pit him under my name. And it was midship. He threw a sticky on the wall. It fell on a guy's head. The guy ran into another guy and he got a double kill. Thanks, bye.
Nice. Short and sweet.
Hey guys, it's AmazoXD with this really, really funny modding story. I think you guys will like it. It started, me and my friend Mike were playing a Turf Slayer game. It was like when we were 25, 28, something around there. And this guy had a modded turret, Warthog. You know, the Warthog respawns, it's the same thing. But except the modded turret had auto headshot sniper bullets. and you would respawn right where that the Warhawk spawns, and you just respawn with a battle rifle, but it only had like, I don't know, 5 shots worth. Well, two of the guys on the modder's team didn't even have like a clue that the guy was modding. He grabs the Warhawk, and like these guys start just driving all over the place, and the modder's like, what the hell? And so I just jump up onto those two trucks, and I go up by where that one brute shot spawns, and I'm just waiting there while there's mass chaos going on. The modder's yelling at his teammates, and so he's all busy with my other players. My friend Mike's jumping around and screaming, like, rah, rah, rah. And anyways, the two modders come through, and they're driving around just screaming at the top of their lungs, and I jump up, and I jump over them, and they come out, and they see me, and I don't know why they didn't just shoot me with the turret, but they get out, and they're trying to shoot me with their battle rifles and melee me, and I jump over the guy, just, like, melee him down and shoot him, and then I got the other turret guy. I forget how I got him, but I got him. And then my friend comes over, and he gets in the driver's seat, and we just go and sit there, and my friend Mike kills the modder somehow, because the guy didn't have, like, any speed mods or anything, and he just gets totally pwned, and he spawns. All of his teammates keep on spawning in that one spawn point, and I'm just sitting there like, kill Tacular, Kilimanjaro. I got like 4 Kilimanjaros until the game was like, just over, and this guy is just like, oh, I would get so pissed. He's using mods, and I used his own mods against him, and I beat him, and his friends were just like jumping around being retarded. And I mean, can you imagine? You spend like hundreds of dollars to get these mods on your stupid Xbox because you have no life. And then you go in and, like, 25 beats you with your own mods. It's like a smack in the face. But anyways, that's really it this time. That's the story. If you want to play Halo 2, send me a friend request at AmazoXD. That's capital A-M-A-Z-E, capital O, space, capital X, capital D. It's not Amazon. It's not Amazo. It's AmazoXD. All right, guys. See you at the next episode, I guess. Peace out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is the Hunter 1991. I'm kind of doing homework right now, and I'm a little bored, so I'm just going to give out a tale from the foxhole. Last night, I was doing matchmaking and team SWAT, and we were doing assault on Ivory Tower, and I was on defense. I came out, and I saw the bomb carrier coming down the covered walkway on the side of, I was on one side by the air duct. I saw him coming down, so I jumped and then jumped off one of those pottery things. And as I came down into that center courtyard, he came in line with the window, still fully intact. And I pulled off a shot, and as you know, since the battle rifle has 3 rounds, first 2 broke the window. Final round, I can't believe it, hit him clean in the head and killed the bomb carrier. I think that was one of the coolest kills I've ever done, just because it was just like full motion action. It was, ah! So yeah. And another tale from the foxhole. I was trying to, I was playing a game of Predator a little bit ago, and taking a swipe at a guy, hit him, and it launched me across the map, and I just like pinged off the center tower and backwash. And as I was flying over, I landed, turned to my right, and just as I turned, I got run clean over by a Warthog. So yeah, go figure. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work and fragging trucks. Later.
Hey, Pontacular, this is Steely08. I was just calling to give you guys a little story from the foxhole. There's one time I was playing a mockout, team snipers, and an entire team came up the gravity lift. And I had 4 shots left in my sniper, and I got all 4 of them headshots. Got a Killtacular. Yup, it was pretty cool. Alright, keep up the show, guys. Alright, bye.
Hey, it's DarkPhoenix99. I have a tale from the foxhole. I was playing Slayer one time on Relic, and I threw my friend was going through the teleporter, and I was throwing a sticky at him, and he went through the other side of the teleporter, and the sticky went through the teleporter, and when he came out the other side, the sticky landed on him and blew him up. Well, tell me what you think. See ya. Bye.
Damn. think that's awesome.
Hey, it's Beasting. I was like in a Halo 2 game the other day.
Yeah.
And I had a grenade. And
did you have some coffee?
I threw it at a spot on the floor.
Wake up!
Like, I wasn't paying attention. I just threw a plasma grenade at the floor. And then I, like, looked up, and this kid was jumping. And I was like, what are you doing? And then he did, I can't remember what he did, but he did something.
Oh.
And then he lay on the ground. And then a big blue sparkle flew in the air. And I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Sparkle.
And I was just like, whoa, I stuck him. And he didn't kill me. And I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that he was there, and I stuck him. I was, like, so thrilled with myself at the time. Sorry if you can't understand this. I'm doing something right now, and I can't concentrate.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Pod Tackler. This is Low Strife, and I have a little tale just here from the Fox Hotel. I'm great for a new show. I'm listening to them at the moment. I'm only at episode 59, so there's still ways to go. Well, anyway, playing big team battle on neutral bomb, BR, on coag, and I'm on red team. And I'm on the cliff overlooking the whole map on the side of the base out there with a sniper, having a little bit of fun like you should. Well, anyway, I see a fully loaded warthog from the other base come flying over to the middle of the map, with two of my teammates shooting with their BRs, which was what left of our previous insertion team, which I had gotten owned. I chuck a random plasma grenade in front of our base. I turned Warthog, and I see a ghost closely following it. Third shot, I snap the guy out of the ghost, and I hear one of my teammates going, oh my god, oh my god, and I hear, as well as he is on my screen, double kill, triple kill, kill-tacular. My teammate said I had stuck the driver of the hog, and since everyone in there had about half shield, I killed all of them. It's kind of long, but I think it's awesome. Another tale is where I no-scoped my teammate from about 200 feet on accident while I was just passing my sniper rifle over him. I had sort of dropped the controller and it shot. Bam. I'm like, oh my god, wow. So, that's just my little tip. Show's awesome. So, yeah. Thanks.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Mike 3794. I'm actually grounded from Halo right now, but just send me a friend request and I'll get back to it. But got a tale from the foxhole for you. Me and my friend were playing double team on Gemini, and we started out and we were losing and everything. And so what we did, we both went to one of the teleporters up top, and we crouched behind him. And about every single time they came up, we just assassinated them. We ended up taking the lead. We didn't get to 50, but we still won. It was pretty amazing. I was playing with Warhawk AK-47. He's pretty cool. And I just had something to say for everyone that, like, really gets just owned out there. Don't complain about being a modder if your team just loses horribly. Like, I was playing Swap Magnums, right, and one of my friends had 30 kills, and I had 15. He's definitely not a modder. I mean, I can walk to his house. He does not have mods at all. So it's a bit ridiculous when you start calling people modders and they're not. But all right, that's all I have to say. Keep up with the great work, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All right, talk to you later. Sis.
Wow, that sounded like it was for Painkiller 05, calling everybody modders. Okay, let's see what else we got. Oh, hello, what? Hello? Shit. Hello?
Hey!
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
No.
Oh, Podtacular?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Podtacular, whatever it
voicemail.
Is. Voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, we're sitting here, I'm reinstalling Oblivion.
Oh, okay.
And I... And
who else
Stigmatic
is
here? And Tayfed and Crypto.
Oh, hey, what's up?
And Crypto's here. And
okay. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Spectacular?
Yeah, that's what I said. Come on, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, just to let everyone know, Punch Prankcast might be done with because Steve got caught.
Oh, boy.
Because he's a loser.
No. That's not how it happened.
Yep. His mom found out and listened to it at work. So...
Oh, no, actually my dad didn't, he's
and
a boy,
Faith
he was mad at
has
me.
And Faith abused his mom, and shut up. She heard him hear, oh.
So, no more prank calls? Like this one?
Alright.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Bye.
Hey, Potacula, this is Constantino, and I just got back from Kings Island, and I was just gonna give you a, you know, you play too much Halo 2 joke. I noticed that a lot of people call from amusement parks or, you know, when they're there or just leaving there or whatever, and I thought, you know, that you play too much Halo 2 when the only thing you can think to do when you're at an amusement park is to call Potacula, so I thought that was pretty funny. I might be wrong. But thanks for listening, guys. Keep up a great podcast. Bye.
Hey, this is Algebra Cow again. I'm calling to say I'm the best place ever. I'm calling from inside a trunk on a highway. Thanks, and learn to double tap Y when you're reloading. Thanks, bye.
In a trunk. Ooh.
Hey, guys. This is Captain Bat. I was sitting here listening to Metallica, and I was thinking... Get rid of the techno music at the beginning and end of your shows. Mm. It hurts my head. Okay. Be live, I guess. Bye.
All right. From one captain to another, I can respect that. So here you go. That's all you get. Guess the song. See if you're right. What's this? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What's up?
Hello.
It's Podtacular.
Oh. Hey, this is Private Tucker.
Yeah. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
Am I stuck at Halo?
Oh, really?
Kidding.
Oh. Thanks.
Hello?
Yeah, dude, what's up? Yes. Try calling back later. Bye.
What's up, Pot back there?
I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. It keeps on spinning.
Yeah.
Spinning my head. Ow!
Keeps
on spinning.
Ow! Wow. You guys are awesome.
Hello, Podtacular. This is the new Patton. I'm just calling in because I'm sorry I'm the first person to suggest this, but I've been thinking lately about a Halo universe-based real-time strategy game. I just heard somebody in the forums on it, and I was thinking maybe you guys should talk about it on the show. Thanks. Bye.
Halo RTS, okay.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Super Dude Man here to tell you about this thing me and my friends are setting up. We are making a Halo movie, which is going to be pretty sweet. And I was just going to ask Fumo if we could get an interview set in just to raise their numbers. All right, and my account is Super Dude Man, SUPA. D-O-O-D-M-A-N. God bless. See
ya. All right, brother. I'll pass it on to Fumo.
Hey, it's Cortana from Cortana Toy House. Hey, if any of you guys are looking for a good time, come down to Cortana's Whore House. We'll show you all the fun features. Like super custom games.
All right. Cool. Again... Oh. Hello.
Hello, Podtacular.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, an active Halo 2 player. I was just calling in to wonder if anybody would send me a friend request. My name is Schwarzenegger 3000. If you want to play a custom game with me, just give me an invite and we will get it set up. I am here to party and play Halo. Also, I love you for more jive.
Wow. I got two words for that.
Chuck Norris.
Ah. All right, man. This has been Customs and Call-ins. And I hope you enjoyed the voicemails. Thanks to everybody that called in. Don't forget you can call the number 206-888-HALO. Leave your message. Keep them short. And we'll check you out next time. Later. Oh, quick word from our new sponsor. Yeah.
This is Brent Gamer. Have you ever wanted to find a Halo 2 matchmaking team that'll last a lifetime? If so, check out HaloHarmony.com. We match all our teams on 47 dimensions of compatibility that are essential to a lasting relationship with your teammates, like sniping ability and teabagging. Just listen to some of these testimonials from teammates that we've matched on HaloHarmony.com.
Hey guys, Lone Banana Phone here. Bungie's Outmatch service really wasn't doing anything for me. I just kept getting matched with foul-mouthed kids and guys that try to play music through their microphone. Thanks to HaloHarmony.com, I got matched up with Chevelle, and now I'm the happiest guy in the world.
Yes, Halo Harmony brought Lone Banana Phone and I together, and I really can't think of any other service that can match me up with a better person.
Hi, I'm Dialpax, and Halo Harmony's 47 dimensions of compatibility really digs down deep into what a teammate relationship should be based on. And thanks to Halo Harmony, now I have Queso to play with. We rarely ever lose a game when we play together.
I'm Queso. Dialpax is a great guy, and without Halo Harmony, we would have never got matched up together. Thanks, Halo Harmony.
You've heard it, folks. Halo 2 players everywhere are being matched up with HaloHarmony.com. Create your profile and take our Halo compatibility quiz today at HaloHarmony.com.
Halo Harmony is not a real site. Any similarities to Halo Harmony, go to Harmony.com and compare your look when I sit down.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hopefully Captain Crunk will be joining us for those later on as well. So, it's good stuff, man.
Nice.
Hooray. Go crawl.
All right, I'll do the first one. Tales from the Foxhole. It's from Flat Biscuit. He says, well, me and my friends were screwing around on lockout. Sounds kinky. We got really laggy and then went into the blue screen. When we got back into the game from blue screen, you could fall through the see-through glass in the middle by walking over it. Anyway, you guys rock. I've got a shout-out to Murfinator. He's my best friend.
He's my best friend.
Best friend.
Whole wide world.
Best friend. You're my best friend.
Ooh, you're making me feel.
I care for him every day.
Ah, my buddy.
My buddy. Dude, quality's like, what are you talking about, man? Wherever I go, he goes.
What was the name that the strategical name for lockout, the windows, the glass windows.
The what name?
Strategic names.
Oh, underglass, overglass.
Yeah, underglass.
The window.
The window. The strategic name is window.
The see-through thing in the middle.
Yeah.
It's the doohickey mabobber.
Anyway.
Quality, go ahead, man.
Okie doke. Alateria says, hey guys, I have a tale from the foxhole for you. So I go into BLB, which stands for Big Flag Battle, Skirmish, and the game type is one flag CTF on headlong. After two rounds, we have to lead by one capture. Now, as usual, half the people on both sides have quit, so it's now 4-on-4. So I head to the teleport, grab a brute shot, and continue down to the hallway where the airlift is. I grab the BR at the end, and some random dude pops out of nowhere with the Noob Combo 2.0 SMG and plasma pistol, and unloads on me. While this is happening, I just forget about fighting back because he's got my shield down, and he's firing his SMG at me. Don't ask me because he's got my shield down. Oh, sorry, I skipped a line. I'm not a good reader.
Whoops.
Big bodies of text. Okay. Don't ask me how, but somehow he misses completely and has to reload. So I just give him the old 1-2, and he's like, oh my god, modder. I have a lot of expression when I read. I laugh or even lol and move into the base.
Lol, lol, lol.
Yeah, I'm going to do that in real life from now on. Instead of laughing, I'm going to go lol, 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 lol.
I actually know people who do that, and it's kind of scary.
Oh, man. I was in a custom the other day, and this guy goes, hey, BRB. And I was I just started cracking up. I mean, it's such a little thing, but it's like, dude, you are on the internet too much.
Totally.
I know he's talking to you. Did he say it verbally?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He's it's talking like, to you. He goes, dude, BRB.
Oh, sorry. You know, I'm on chat and everything. It's like, it's like, dude, GTG, BRB, TTYL, you know?
Zong. Oh,
yeah, Zong. Yeah. Nice. All right, so.
Okay. Oh, I laugh or even LOL and move into the base. I fire off 4 shots from my trusty brute shot into flag area. Kill a defenseless old lady.
Wow.
All right, then.
Modders.
I'm running grab flag, and I was feeling confident as we had the lead. So I headed up towards the beam rifle spot. On the way up, a sniper guy starts attacking me. I dode the bullets. I think he meant dodge the bullets.
I dode
Toss,
the bullets.
I'm elite.
I'm doding left, I'm doding right. I can dance all day, I can dance all day. Anyway, go ahead.
So I dodge the bullet and give him the chemical beatdown. I get outside, and the warthog dude is screaming at me to get in. So no harm could come of it, so I jump down. This was a bad move. I was about to get into the passenger seat when I hear, wah, or however the rocket sounds like. And I turn and make a pull to floor.
I never heard the rocket suit say that. Well, here comes the rockets.
What? It's like someone just puked out some rockets, man.
Yeah, I know.
Halo 3, that's what they're going to sound like.
Yeah, what?
They got rockets.
Look out, sniper rifle. Pew, pew.
Low budget, so they got Frankie to do a sound effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen...
Shoot pistol, it's like...
Getting the warthog. Vroom, vroom.
Awesome. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Beep, beep.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost.
Ooga. Anyway, okay. Moving on. Dude,
oh, man.
We get stuck in these things, man. Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. So he was about to get in the passenger seat when he hears the wah.
Okay.
Okay. The warthog dude starts yelling at me, like, where are you going? And get the heck in the ba-bam.
Ba-bam.
I just keep running, but not quickly enough as another rocket hits me. I forced an end to what would have been a great flight capture. Great job.
You call it the van damn.
Dude,
rocket.
So he didn't even capture the flag?
No.
So he, like, writes in the story, that. Like, I killed this guy and then grabbed the flag and jumped in the Jeep and I got killed. It sucked.
Damn, dude. You made us... talk about all that.
It's like, I'm trying to remember, there was an Indiana, I think it was like Young Indiana Jones or something. This crappy movie that came with something else. And I watched it, and there was this whole exciting thing, and then right at the end, they decide not to go after the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Gunshots and pirates, and then at the end, like, yeah, I give up. And the movie ends. It was really disappointing.
That wah sounds like something straight out of a Van Damme movie.
Wow.
Okay, USA.
I got nowhere to run.
Yeah. Dude, that was a great movie. Well, any of his movies are great movies, dude.
I
think of them all as one movie. That's why I say that. Because they're all pretty much the same.
Even the best is when he... Which movie was that? That he got up screaming like... Aah! And a big wrench comes flying right in his head.
What?
Oh, it was one in jail.
I don't know. Was it Double Impact? Oh, no. That was later on. That was the one. What was the one in jail?
Was it Dodgeball?
It was basically continuation of Dodgeball. Yeah. That was great.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Boom!
Boink!
Ow! Duck, kid!
All awesome. Right, let's get on to, who's next? Me?
I think so, yeah.
Nah, Falcon Blade. Sounds rough. It's 1:30 in the morning on a school night.
Go to bed.
So, of course, I'm up late with a friend. Uh-huh. Anyway, you know how it can get. You've had enough of caring. What? How good you do? What? Are you talking about?
He doesn't care if he wins. He just wants to have fun.
All right. Yeah, you just want to have fun. There you go. Yeah. You just want to have fun at 1:30 in the morning with your friend. Okay. So,
just
we
want
start.
To have fun. I was just thinking that, but you beat me to the punch.
Yeah, I love Cyndi Lauper. We start a one flag fest capture on burial mounds, and we begin on offense. He says to get in the Warthog, which I do, thinking he's going to pull some stupid trick. One thing I learned that night, stupid is such an abstract word. He guns it, heading straight for the base's right side. On the way there, the enemy team has barely had enough time to load their game. What? Let them know, prepare for
it. Embers.
So. And half of them get splattered. The other half are off somewhere else. He does the sharpest right I've ever seen, which puts me right on the flag. When I jump out and grab it, he backs up to the sniper respawn. By the time I picked it up, he's heading straight towards the opening, and I managed to jump in time, pulling some crazy turns and even a successful 1080 sideways flip. Wow.
Right.
He drops me right onto the flag return spot. Total time since round start, 13 seconds. What?
That does not seem possible to me.
What?
It takes 13 seconds to walk to the Warthog, let alone drive there and back.
What map? Did he say what map?
I'd have to see a video of that to believe it, dude.
Burial mounds?
I do not believe it at all.
I mean, it would take
about driving to the base on burial mounds. You can't go there and back and get the flag in 13 seconds. That's
even if you
possible.
Go right up in front of the base and hang a left and go around it, you know, just around the side of the base.
It takes 13
jump
seconds
in.
To drive there.
Yeah, nope. Yeah,
and then
easy.
They were doing, like, you know, 1080 flips.
1080 sideways flips, no joke, man.
You playing Halo or The Matrix?
Yeah, they were playing, never mind.
Were you trying to tell me I can dodge bullets?
No, but... I mean, yeah, 13 seconds, no way.
Yeah, man. When you're ready, you won't have to. Okay, so...
Well, at 1:30 in the morning, you know.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's it. He was hepped up on
He was hallucinating. On to Beasting, who says, I was playing Two Flag CTF in Coagulation, and we had a D-level on our team. That's a story for Tales from the Foxhole right there. And he was just committing suicide, of course. Well, luckily, the other team was bad, so we were winning 1-0, and we got their flag all the way to our base, when out of nowhere, the D-leveler starts committing suicide and comes over to the flag and starts walking back to the opposite team's base. Obviously, they let him go, and every time someone on our team tried to kill him to stop him taking the flag, he would boot us, so we ended up tying 1-1 when we could have easily won. Dude, that sucks.
That's messed up. Damn.
That's terrible.
That's a good tale from the Voxel, though.
Yeah,
I think we should change it. I've never once seen a foxhole in Halo.
Yeah?
Let alone a fox.
Well, you don't have to have a fox to have a foxhole, dude.
Speaking of foxes, how come there are no females in the Covenant?
There are.
Well, there's no female. There's no female soldiers.
In the military, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you've ever fought in a Covenant apartment building.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure there'd be some kind of female soldiers in there or something.
See, but I want to see is the female.
Well, maybe they're like Muslims and they don't, you know, they don't
like
really.
Grunt mating season.
They kind of
they bury
their
them
females.
In the dirt.
Grunt mating season.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, you're putting bad images in my head. Okay, moving on to the next one.
They like.
Yeah. Do they like, well, yeah. Never mind.
Okay, that's done.
Go ahead, somebody.
I
think Jeff.
You got pictures of us in a dark.
Somebody. Come on.
Okay. Mythic Elite says. So one time I was playing a custom version of Crazy King on Beaver Creek. The hill moved, obviously, and Beaver. Everyone had active camo. What did I say?
No, you said Beaver Creek.
Oh.
And I said Beaver.
Oh, yeah, Beaver's a funny word.
Creek.
Okay. Okay, the hill moved, obviously, and everyone had active camo, no shields, and no motion sensor turned on. It was 15 minutes to win, and there were 16 people, and this was a two-person team game. Okay, I don't understand what that means, but... Oh, it meant there were 8 teams of 2. Okay, I get it now. It seemed simple, but when we got in-game, we realized it was rockets. That's when the game got insane. People were doing triple kills, and they didn't even notice since everyone was invisible. I even told this guy, yo man, that was a nice shot, and he replied saying, I killed you. Wow, I am insane. Yeah, people didn't even know they were getting kills. No one really bothered about the hill for a while, since wherever the hill was, went a torrent, or rockets, and grenades went with it. So me and my partner developed a strategy where we went in one at a time and ran straight through the hill. This got us a few seconds apiece, but the time added up. Near the tail end, when every team had at least 13 minutes of time on a hill, people started to camp on it, having no concern about dying. I knew we wouldn't win, so I started to camp on top of the red base, just as my luck would have it, the hill spawned right behind me near the teleport. I saw multiple ghostly figures rush into the hill. The strange part was that no one fired their rockets. They just stood there adding time. I asked what was going on, and one guy said, we want the game to end, so we're just going to get time and not kill anyone. Everyone has agreed to that. The ironic thing here is that not everyone agreed. I asked my partner, and he said he was told about it. I figured what the hell and shot my rockets and threw my grenades into the hill. What happened next was probably the best achievement I've made in Halo 2. I fired the rockets near the edges of the group, and then my grenades took the center of the group. I landed a total of 9 kills, then doing the honorable thing, I went to the hill and got the rest of the 15 seconds my team needed to win.
Wow.
Man.
Nice.
Unkill believable.
Yeah. I just got one thing to say to that game.
Wow, we could make a show just based off sound effects.
Yeah, dude. We gotta use that for the future quality. Wow. That was solid, man.
Oh man. Alright, Nightfire. Nightfire XL says he was so I was playing Team Snipers on Ivory Tower. It was a very close game, 48-49 hour lead. I was by the overshield heading up to the sniper tower when I turn around, see 3 guys running at me. So I get ready to chuck a plasma grenade at them and take cover, but my teammate comes out of nowhere and I accidentally stick him. I think, oh crap. Then the other guy goes the other guy on the team charges him and tries to beat him down. The grenade blows both of them up. It is said they killed each other instead of a betrayal, and we won the game. Oh, man, you got lucky there.
You had one kill left. Fantastic. Oh, that's great.
I've done that so many times, man. I'm about to throw a plasma. I'm like, I got you now. Next thing you know, my teammate, boop.
Yeah, runs right in front of you. It's like when you're sniping and you're not like in the very front of a ledge and somebody runs in front of you and you're like, you idiot.
I know, man. It's like, I got you now.
Same problem with the BR, man, you know?
No, but the best is when you stick your teammate with a plasma and then he runs into you and you both die and the enemy's cracking up at you guys. And it's happening.
I know.
You're like, what doofus?
Fuck.
Ever do that again?
Sorry, man.
Okay, on to Leprechaun with a gun.
I'm sick of these leprechauns with nothing done. That's going to be the next hit movie.
Leprechaun with a gun.
On a plane.
I'm Mimi Gold, biznatch.
Jamie Beater and Storms Leprechaun. Storms the end of the rainbow. Yeah, really. I got a gun waiting for you at the end of this rainbow.
I got my 44 Magnum.
Okay, kids, one end of the rainbow has a nuke, the other has...
And Gary Coleman's going to be the leprechaun.
You took my lucky charms.
Ah, you took my lucky charm.
Okay, anyway, all right. The other day I was playing a game of Shotgun Assault on Sanctuary with my friend and a couple of strangers. The first three rounds were pretty normal. But when round four started, all hell broke loose. The score was 2-1, our lead. Neither team had been able to score the whole round, and the time was running out. Suddenly I found myself with double bomb while nearing the enemy base. I asked my team to create a distraction, and they all charged up the front of the ramp and got slaughtered. During this time, I positioned myself on the right side ramp, waiting to go in. Time was almost out, so I decided to go for it. I crouched and began to walk in. All four enemies were running around right in front of me, yet none of them appeared to see me. I armed the bomb and won the game and started yelling in victory. Good job, everyone. Keep on fragging trucks.
Nah. Just when you thought it was safe to go at the end of the rainbow. Leprechaun with a gun.
Nice.
It's March.
Ba-bam!
Ba-bam!
Bam!
Don't you have to take me gold.
Remember that movie, Leprechaun? The crazy little leprechaun guy?
Didn't they make like four versions of that? And it was like, oh, dude, give it a rest, guys.
I think they're like up to Leprechaun 40.
That's like Pumpkinhead, dude. Pumpkinhead 45. Pumpkinhead Returns.
Pumpkinhead was Back from the sad. Grave.
I cried.
Pumpkinhead.
I never even saw it, but I cried.
Yeah. Ah. If you guys ever get a chance to see a movie called Madman, it's an old one, but it's pretty scary.
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to find.
I'll look for that. But Netflix, anyway. Dude.
Yup.
Quality, you're up, man.
Stupid Americans. I don't get it here.
Oh, man, sucks to be you, brother.
I'm not your brother.
Brother? I'm not your brother.
Stop lying.
Nick Malcolm, he says, one time I was playing a match on Zanzibar and I was with a few friends. Wait a minute. And I was playing with a few friends.
The score, yeah.
Okay.
Why do you always go there?
The score was 24-24 and he decided to suicide. No idea why. His score went up to 25 and he won the game. Do you know what happened? Someone please tell me. That's weird, man.
So he suicided and he won.
Yep.
Maybe his grenade killed someone else before it killed him. I don't know. That'd be my guess.
Maybe the leprechaun was fighting for his
team. That's the best idea I got.
Unless somebody committed suicide before his friend did on his team. I don't know.
But then it would just be 23-23.
No, because sometimes it gives you a kill.
All right, yeah.
It gives a kill to the other team. I don't know. Who knows? It's one of those leprechaun...
Yeah, leprechaun with a gun. That's what I'm saying, man.
No scope.
Okay, for some reason, a leprechaun with a gun reminds me of Salmonator. For some reason.
Oh, poor Salmonator. A moment of silence. He doesn't play Halo anymore.
Oh,
so
man.
Sad.
Why not?
I don't know. He just got bored of it.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Actually, I remember I was in the IRC with him the other day, and he said that Halo was a waste of time, and that he was going to go play Oblivion. So I was kind of pointed out the irony there.
Oblivion is, like, less of a waste of time?
Yeah, that was my point.
Technically, this is all just a big, fat waste of time, so whatever.
I think I'm going to have to visit Sam Nader and change his mind.
Yeah, man. Somebody's got to, overcome him with reason, foot. Man.
Okay. I'll tell him to renovate a bigger door.
Just slap him around a little bit. Like, come on, man, snap out of it. All right. on to Thunderbones. Thunderbones, who says, hey, all great podcast. Now on to the good stuff. Several weeks ago, my friend and I were playing Team Training Team Slayer. Okay. And both at the same time. And we were totally dominating. Anyway, the other team got so fed up that all but one guy left. At this point, the score was something like 15-6. Anyway, we had this guy pinned in a room, and one of my teammates threw a plasma nade at him and missed. but it looked like it unstuck itself. Everyone was like, dude, how did you do that? And this guy said, if you press up, down, left, right, B, it unsticks you. So he got everyone into this room, and we all stood around while he stuck one of our teammates and watched as he attempted to unstick it. Needless to say, we all blew up. We spent the remainder of the game trying to get unstuck from his plasmas. Then we were all hanging around in the post-game Carnage Report, and we hear some guy laughing his butt off in the background. We were like, what's so funny? And he was like, you noobs, check out the score. This dude had actually caught up all the kills and actually beat us and won the game.
I think that's your fault there, Thunderbuns. That was...
Thunderbuns, dude.
Gullibility, if that's weird, I don't know.
Hit back while you're dying.
Just like the time the guy...
A stranger approaches you in the street and tells you to stick yourself with a grenade. Say no and run home. Find an adult.
Tell your mom.
Excuse me, young man. Would you mind sticking yourself with a plasma grenade?
Mommy!
It really turns me on.
All right, well, actually, we got to wrap it up here, so...
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Well, we got some crazy names here. The Holy Muffin, Swift Fish.
Yeah.
Wow. These guys, I've never heard of them.
See, they're going to be so happy now that we said their name.
Yes.
You're welcome, Holy Muffin and Swift Fish. The holiest of muffins and swiftest of fish. You have been honored.
Swift Muffin and Holy Fish.
And you combine them, and they taste pretty good.
Swift Holy Muffin Fish.
Oh.
So tune in next week for the Podtacker Update Show, where we're going to be covering news and events in the Halo community, glitching tips, and the Podtacker Night at the Apollo, which is Halo-related jokes.
All right. Send your tips, etc. to podtacker@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Next week, we'll be looking for you to send us stuff we just talked about. News and events, glitching tips, and Halo jokes. 99% of the stuff we talk about comes from you. So shoot us a quick email.
Yeah, don't actually shoot us, though.
Don't do that.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's Halo. Mm-hmm. And leave a Halo-related message. We play them back once a month on the Custom Send Collins show.
Just like this one.
Yes. This is a very good example. You have a whole month to write a script for your phone call.
Exactly.
Yeah. So script it out good. Be sure to check us out at podtacker.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. We have some of the most active game forums on the web, in my opinion. And we also have tournaments and other things going on every week that you can participate in. So,
yeah. Yep. And we just had to double our hosting account because of all the awesome community content we want to put on the show, like Halo News. If you want to help us keep putting out great shows, you can donate with PayPal. There's a link on the right side of podtacular.com. Thanks for the help. And hey, that new fishing rod. Really great.
All right, talking about the swordfish again?
Yeah. Let's go fishing.
Who was it that... I gotta give him a shout-out. Who was it that did the drawing for the plasma swordfish?
Paul Maestri, however you pronounce that.
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
Dude, that was amazing.
Shout-out to him.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the pod art for this episode. If you guys have if you guys are listening to this on an iPod or an iTunes... You can check that out, or on the front page of podtacker.com, you'll be able to see that.
Yeah,
so.
You know that site that we kind of tell you about once in a while?
Yeah, it's this little site, yeah.
You may have heard of it.
And also, before you do that, Quality Jeverage, I want to, make sure that people don't forget that you do the weekly porridge segment there, and, it's quite amusing. So
everyone must read that right now.
Hey, while we're talking about that...
I'm a giant foot. So,
dude, tell us a little bit about the weekly porridge, what it is, how it got started, stuff like that.
Ooh, yeah. Impromptu interview. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Weekly Porridge is a comic strip that I do on podtacular.com and in Photoshop, believe it or not, despite the horrible art. Anyway,
it's character, man.
Anyway, I put in characters based on influential members of Podtacular, like Painkiller and JVD and Fumo, of course. And myself, because there's a little bit of selfish in me.
Of course.
So it comes out every week now. It used to be twice a week, but because of school and such, I've had to make it once a week. So It'll come out in the forums, and Fumo nicely posts it on the front page every time it comes out, so it's kind of hard to miss it if you go to the site. So I hope you read that, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, then don't tell me, because I'm very sensitive.
And also, a quick shout out to my very good friend Angel Banjo, who she came up with a Master Chief doll.
Dress up doll.
Dress up doll. You go to the website, which is www.cartoondollsemporium.com.
Yeah.
And you can dress up Master Chief and all that stuff.
You dress him up in a tutu.
There's been a lot of weird combos, like people with tutus and wands and stuff. So
grenades and
yeah. So show her some support. Oh, even stiletto high heels, cool.
Oh.
Yeah,
nice.
So
you can be cross-dressing Master Chief right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks to Cicloni for editing the audio. And until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JDB.
I'm Quality Shepherd.
Keep on fragging weekly porridge.
No, frag trucks. Don't frag porridge. It deserves to live a little longer.
And hey, stay away from buttonfly jeans.
Yes, that'd be a good idea.
When nature calls,
I've never tried that before, but
that reminds me,
if I ever think of that, I'll be sure to remember JBB's wise words.
And I was running up the stairs. I had to go get the belt and my microphone for the show. I was running up the stairs and my pants fell out. It's a good thing my wife was standing behind me.
You're like tripping on the stairs and somebody's coming out of their apartment. They're like, what the?
You pulled them back up, right, JBB?
Yeah.
They're on now.
How are you going to run upstairs with, like, your pants around your ankles, man? That's what I want to know. You're like, you, go back in your apartment, all right?
Hey, what's that old...
Okay, no problem.
There. Jesus. All right, fellas.
Later.
Later.
Au revoir.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da